State 9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. We're going to be talking about what's going on in Israel and in the surrounding country there. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Well, you pick up the story. What are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, there are things in the air that are certainly leading. The mood is certainly one of war in the Arab world. Now, remember, without Facebook, there was no Egyptian revolution, or Tunisian, for that matter. It was all done via Facebook. As a matter of fact, throughout the Arab world, they caught on to the Egyptian model, and they're using Facebook. But on Facebook, there is... not just one, there's a whole bunch. I'm going to go through them. There are now Facebook pages with a plan for March, for May 15th. May 15th, of course, is Israel's Independence Day. On May 15th, well, what this plan is that Arabs walk into Israel and take over Palestine. Now, I'm going to read some of this. It's beyond diluted. All right. This, I don't know exactly which planet these guys are on, but I'm going to quote the third oh, by the way, Facebook took down one of these pages, that got 350,000 supporters in 2 weeks. But there are many others, that have, replaced it. Now, quoting from the third jihad, one of the Facebook pages, here's what they got planned. All the families of Jewish settlers in the Galilee area, including Svat, Tiberias, and Akko, must proceed to the port of Haifa and board ships back to the countries of origin in Europe. That's their plan. They're going to march all these people into Israel, and they think they're... Jews are just going to throw up their hands and walk to Haifa and go back to Poland. It gets even weirder. There's a warning from the third jihad. If anyone dares to take here's the quote again, archaeological artifacts of Palestinian heritage, even a falafel ball, they will be pursued and arrested by Interpol in his new place of residence. The odds of any of that in this world happening if there's something less than zero, those are the odds. Interpol is not going to arrest someone for stealing a falafel ball, and they're not going to pursue them in their new place of residence in Poland. It's just simply insane.
Don't you think the whole idea is insane, Barry? I mean, certainly the Israeli authorities are not going to allow millions of Arabs to walk into Israel and drive the Israeli settlers out of their homes. I mean, it's just the idea. I mean, it's almost as if this is put up there as a parody.
I'm not sure, because the PLO is backing it. it's got the support of the PLO's Department of Expatriate Affairs, which is, of course, in their interest, because Facebook can be turned on the PLO pretty darn quick. So this deflection is probably the reason, but nonetheless, the PLO are backing these pages. And what they call the May 15th, what is their exact term? The March of Return, that's what it is. This is what it's called, the March of Return. Look, the goal of this, all these pages, is this march on Israel on May 15th, and frankly, I don't... You're right. I mean, I can't see anyone sane marching to Israel. But another group, a Facebook group, it's called the March of Return, as a matter of fact, explains that the marchers are going to come from Lebanon and Syria, Jordan, Egypt, Gaza, and the West Bank. They're all going to just wake up in the morning and walk to Israel, which... You know, it's a good thing to do, I suppose, if you're not going to get shot at the end of the day. But there are rewards. If this works, you've never heard of Resolution 194. It's some sort of UN resolution giving reparations to returning refugees. Everyone's going to get reparations. That's what this site promises. Just for walking to Israel, and on the spot you get reparations. Now, it gets even, again, I think this is nuts. All right, just between us and anyone listening, who would believe this? And yet, here's another page. It's called the Palestinian Refugees Revolution. This one is called, subtitled, The Advance of the Millions. That's this Facebook page. Now, look what they're warning, that we will reach out our hand and build a bridge to bring us to our green land, to our territorial waters, to the beautiful Mediterranean, to our desert, to the beautiful Galilee, to Jerusalem, our proud capital, the neighborhood cities, actually Nablus, Ramallah, and Jenin, to the hills of Lod and Ramah. May the state of the sons of Zion fall. Again, the state is not going to fall because they go walking. All right, but there's still another page. This is called the Third Palestinian Intifada, but this one warns there could be violence. Now, look what this one's. This one's actually a lot more realistic. All right, they warn their readers, well, I'll quote, to prepare for martyrdom. Then they give a quote from the Quran. Here's the quote: "The hour of judgment will not come before the Muslims fight the Jews and kill them. But there is danger, according to the Third Palestinian Intifada Facebook page. You're going to die. But good news for you: paradise calls you. Martyrdom calls you."
We're going to be back in a moment with Barry Shamish. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole of the Near East and the Middle East is for men today. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are living in very, very uncertain times. And certainly if you look at the world, why, I've been around for many, many years. I'm 82. I've never seen anything quite like what's going on today. Certainly, we've seen massive earthquake in Chile just a few months ago, massive earthquake in New Zealand, a massive earthquake over there off the coast of Burma. We find Kilauea, the volcano, the hot lava flowing down into the ocean, and then, of course, the gigantic tsunami in Japan. The whole ring of fire around the Pacific Ocean seems to be quaking. And then we see the Middle East and the Near East, and we see certainly Lebanon having gone over to Hezbollah and Turkey moving into the radical Islamic camp. And now, of course, Egypt and Tunisia gone, and a war in Lebanon. Well, there's something's going on in Libya. Something's going on in Libya. There are about 1,000 rebels there, and they're backed by an aircraft carrier group from the United States. 1,000 rebels? That's all there are, ladies and gentlemen. It's a wag-the-dog story, but and now they're talking about, you know, literally millions of Arabs marching on Israel, coordinated through Facebook, an American internet company that is inciting, you know, people to actually march on Israel. Now, as Barry points out, this is absurd. I mean, does anybody really think that the Israelis are going to let a million Arabs march on Israel, but they're calling for martyrdom? We live in a world gone mad, or maybe somebody's coordinating all of these things. Who knows is what's happening. I believe probably what's happening in the Pacific is the Ring of Fire, is act of God, act of man. All we know is that certainly the world is changing. Our economy in America is in terrible, terrible straits, despite all you're being told. But we see certainly a very real threat in Israel. We find out that there's been a marked increase in the number of even much more sophisticated missiles being lobbed into Israel. You're not hearing about it. My wife talked to some gentleman who called her from Israel just, I guess it was yesterday. And he lives in Beersheba. Now, Beersheba has never had missile attacks, but they're having missile attacks now, and large numbers of missiles are being lobbed into Israel, and of course, there's a state of uncertainty and fear there. Well justified, because as Barry says, there could very well be another major war coming. But Barry, you pick up the story.
Yeah, well, if you think the Arabs are nuts, look at what's coming out of the Knesset. Again, it's just too fantastic to believe that the Israeli government is making plans like this. Well, it's backed by Netanyahu. It was developed by his transport minister, Yaakov Katz. And what? It's an artificial island off the coast of Gaza. Now, this is I mean, what an island it's going to be, too. It's going to be 3 miles by a mile and a half, which, of course, is nothing. But it's going to have a sea and an airport. It's going to have hotels, a marina, tourist attractions, a desalinization plant. And it would all be linked to Gaza by a three-mile-long bridge into the Mediterranean. Now, oh, and by the way, the cost is cheap. It's only $10 billion, a bargain at half the price. Now, what you've got, look, this is such a weirdo project and a guaranteed ecological disaster for the Mediterranean. But you have the Israeli government backing it, but here is why, if you can believe that this is, here is why. They won't be partners with anyone except the PLO. Hamas doesn't get their fingers in this new island.
No, isn't this sort of like a Disneyland? Isn't this sort of, is this a what's on the island?
There is no island. They have to build it.
I know, but what's going to be on it when it gets built?
Well, we've done this. I can do it again. Marina, hotels, desalinization, airport, seaport. There, that's the answer.
Okay.
All right. Now, look. It's beyond. Look, Israel managed to get a casino built, and this is about the same danger of being blown up. Israel thinks that if you provide a few jobs, you're gonna get peace out of these people. Somebody in the Israeli government wasted their time. The Department of Transport wasted their time, and Netanyahu's government is backing an absolute ecological disaster and weirdo project that will never get off the ground. And you have to wonder, I mean, are the Israelis just becoming as nuts as the Arabs, just in a slightly different, in a peaceful direction, supposedly? Look, Israel did something, the IDF, the Defense Forces, did something this week that really, it's a complicated thing that really has to... They know war is coming. That what they did is they released to the Washington Post all the installations. There's a place called LPM. There are 950 installations, mostly bunkers for missiles and rockets, with lots of other little things like small arms and stuff hidden. 950 installations under this border town, El Qayyim. But they're under mosques, and they're underneath hospitals, and they're underneath schools. I mean, this town is just a gigantic suicide bomb. Now, Israel released every location where there's a bunker, which means, of course, that they have personnel on the ground as well as electronic photographs and so forth. But what you're talking about is that if a war breaks out, massive civilian casualties are guaranteed. What you've got are not just mosques and schools. These are the bunkers where they're going to be shooting off missiles. And they released it. Now, there's a lot of speculation because, first of all, the IDF doesn't just release intelligence. This is a very, very rare act. Now, what it would do, well, the message, at least Hezbollah knows that Israel knows where to retaliate. So from that point of view, well, I guess it would put the fear of God in Hezbollah, but that's not the point. Hezbollah is doing something immoral, and they've got to evacuate. Before a war starts, they have to evacuate the civilians, or there'll be a massacre. But again, that may be the idea. get the world's sympathy real quick as Israel smashing up a town and killing lots of civilians. Maybe they released it. Well, it certainly puts the ball in Hezbollah's court in a real, honest trial. But I don't think the haters of Israel will be moved one little bit. If Israel bombs El Qiyam and there's tremendous civilian damage, the haters of Israel are not going to see that Hamas deliberately put their installations under their homes. So I don't think Israel gets a...
This is Hezbollah, and this is in Lebanon.
Oh, what did I say, Hamas?
You said Hamas, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's very easy to mix them up.
Lebanon, and Israel has released a report saying this is where all the installations are there, the inference being if there's a war, we're going to hit them all. Go ahead.
Well, another interested audience have got to be the civilians.
Sure.
They don't want their children to be human shields. They've got to be putting on, you know, these non-combatants should have some say in the next. Well, they don't want their houses blown up. They don't want their mosques blown up. And they don't want their families being put on the front line of a war. So it makes sense that there would be pressure. Look, 950 bunkers are in that little town. I can't see Hezbollah just saying, you're right, we don't want to kill you civilians, and we're just going to pack up 950 bunkers that we spent 5 years building. I can't see that happening. Now, look, there's a lot of academic discussion about why Hezbollah is arming this town like this, and, well, the hack news, the mainstream, says that the UN are going to release, they've had this trial for the murder of Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri now for 5 years. All the original doc, all of them, said there was going to be a verdict soon and Syria was going to be blamed. In the last few years, there's been no verdict, and from Syria it's become Hezbollah who killed Hariri. So what people, the experts, are saying is that they want to deflect international attention against them by starting a deadly war with the IDF. I could say you can look for any old excuse. They're preparing for war, and they've been preparing for war very seriously. And it doesn't matter, Hariri or not, the next war, well, Israel is going to be faced, and these are good missiles. Israel's going to be facing a major onslaught of missiles that were shot, by the way, last week. 58 missiles were shot from Gaza. Now, the Hamas has got really good missiles. They've got these upgraded grads. Now, in this attack, 58 in one day. Remember that, 58 missiles in one day. And these are targeted missiles. And they went a lot farther. They also have a longer range. Yes, they bombed Beersheba. And yes, they bombed Ashdod. And yes, they bombed Rishon LeZion, which is 10 miles from Tel Aviv. Like, Tel Aviv is more or less important than these towns. Nonetheless, it means the missiles can hit anywhere in Israel, anywhere. Now, the one thing I've noticed, and I have no explanation for, just one day there were 58 medium-range upgraded Grad missiles flying all over the Israeli coast, all over the Negev, all the way to Beersheba, and nobody got killed. Now, I can't give down-to-earth explanation for that one. This one already is maybe past bordering the miraculous. But in 58 major strikes, not one person was killed. And if you did 58 missile strikes in the States, in an, let's say Los Angeles or New York, a really crowded, dense area, you're going to have plenty of dead. Somehow Israel didn't have.
Harry, maybe God's looking after the Israeli people.
Good an explanation as any.
And you almost have to believe it because it does border on the miraculous.
Yeah, but it's also very worrisome. It means Hamas has got real missiles, not the pea shooters. Look, for years, Hamas has been shooting homemade missiles. All of the town called Sderot, by the way. Now, this is a separate issue. Kiryat Shmona was the primary target for Hezbollah, and this is pretty well an all-Moroccan town. There were plenty of Ashkenazi towns throughout the Galilee to hit, and Sderot is a pretty well all-Moroccan town, and I think a deal was cut that was broken this week just to hit the Moroccans and not the Ashkenazis.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. The American is next.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and of course what Barry is really saying is war is coming to the Near East and the Middle East, and I think it's only a matter of time. My personal belief is that all the ferment over there is carefully coordinated in Jordan, in Syria, in Yemen, in Bahrain, It's all carefully coordinated. Algeria and Morocco have had their demonstrations. This is not happening by accident. It's not, I don't believe, simply because now they have the internet to coordinate it. Somebody is coordinating it. Somebody is convincing the American people there's a major rebellion over there in Libya. 1,000 rebels. Who's financing them? Well, we have a pretty good idea of putting up the money, just like we have a pretty good idea of putting up the money to buy off the military in Egypt so they'd let Mubarak's regime fall, who would buy up the military in Tunisia. I mean, otherwise, of course, the military live very comfortably, under the dictatorship. And now we've replaced those dictatorships. And Sydney, they're talking about democracy and elections. And I can assure you that when the dust settles, why the Muslim Brotherhood, the radical Muslims, who've been financed by the CIA for the last 50 years, they'll be in charge. Well, right now, of course, before we go on, Barry, I'd like you to go ahead and tell people how they can get your books, how they can get to your blog site, your website, and then how they can find your PayPal button.
Sure. My books, there are many of them, the most recent being The Compromised Land, are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You can get an e-book in your computer for like $5. More sent home, but have a look at the books. My website is barrychamish.com. There is a PayPal button at the bottom of the main page. And if you want this information to keep on coming, I highly suggest you put in a few bucks here and there, and I'll reward you with a set of my DVDs. And if you want me, well, if you want the DVDs or you want me to speak, my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now, on with the last point, which I rushed too much. Oh, and incidentally, you missed the Ivory Coast, where the Christian president is going to be replaced with a new Muslim president who did not win the election, and it really was rigged. And the French and the UN are giving him the Ivory Coast. So you've got a new Islamic Republic in Africa. But let's go back to what I was starting to say. This is how you read the situation in Israel. You look for signs no one else is looking for. Now, again, what I was saying about Hezbollah and Kiryat Shmona, there are all kinds of primarily Ashkenazi cities in the Galilee. Metula is smack dab on the fence, but it's 85-90% Ashkenazi. It was never hit by missiles. The only city hit time and time again was Kiryat Shmona, which is about 85-90% Moroccan. A deal was cut. A deal was cut with Hezbollah. If you get mad and you have to missile us, you've got one city only to hit, and that's Kiryat Shmona. You leave the rest alone. Sderot is the same thing. There's an Ashkenazi town the same distance from Gaza Rivavim, as well as lots of kibbutzim and moshavim that could also be hit like Sderot. A deal was cut. We won't attack you. Just keep the missiles on this one town. This is a deep, under-the-table deal by the Israeli government, ultimately meaning that you can kill Moroccans but not Ashkenazi. And this week it was all broken. It was, you know, when there is trouble coming. It's just like Hezbollah in Lebanon. When a war broke out, or leading to a war, it wasn't just Kiryat Shmona that was hit. They started aiming at Haifa and Akko and Rosh HaNikra. The same thing happened this week. Instead of Sderot, the Hamas tried out their new missiles on Rishon LeZion and Be'er Sheva, and that's just not, that's not the game plan. That's breaking a deal. I can't begin to tell you that nobody knows this, but you can't dismiss the facts. Sherot was literally took 90-plus percent of the hits over the last 7 years, just like Kiryat Arba, and these things are not coincidental. They can't be. Now, that's what this missile attack means to me, other than the fact that, like creeping artillery, they've gone from Sderot to Ashkelon up to Ashdod, now Rishon LeZion, Tel Aviv is next. What they're doing is testing the missiles they're going to be using in this upcoming war. They're not doing it for any other reasons. They're trying to terrorize Israel with the same missiles, but they're going to be guided, and they're going to have control systems, and they're going to be grads. They're going to be really, really first-grade missiles aimed at Israel by the tens of thousands, probably. Now, what's weird about this Hamas, let's loose this barrage. Now, three Hamas legislators, they were they're supposed to be arrested by Israel. All right. They are believed to have had a role in the kidnapping of Gilad Shalit. And they want to be, the Israelis want them questioned. The real problem is they can't get to them in Jerusalem because the Red Cross has given them sanctuary. Now, why Israel won't cross the gates of the Red Cross, I have no idea. I don't think they're all that holy, but they won't. Now, Hamas legislators have turned the Red Cross into is their press center. They have a press conference every day, and the Red Cross are not protesting being used like this. You know, in fact, they hosted Jimmy Carter just a couple of months ago. How come no one is saying the Red Cross is doing something, certainly to pump up the next war, but absolutely obscene? I never heard the Red Cross criticized.
Well, that's just because the Red Cross is part of this establishment that I talk about, the Brotherhood of Darkness. It always has been. And never, of course, point out the bad things that they do. Go right ahead.
Well, it's higher than Red Cross. It's up
Hold
to the UN.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamin to wrap up this morning's program.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Barry, you go right ahead.
How much time do we have?
We've got about 6 minutes.
That'll be enough. I'll rush these. Well, just so you know that it's not the Red Cross all by itself. UN, well, the Secretary General, his name is Ban Ki-moon. He went to Uruguay, which, of course, like all of Central America, has recognized the nation of Palestine, and he gave a little speech about the occupation that started in 67 is morally and politically unsustainable, and a way must be found for Jerusalem to be the capital of two states. The UN, just so you understand, it's at the highest levels of the UN that are just pushing Israel into a corner, but Israel's reaction is something to behold. I'm going to talk about just two incidents this week where they've stopped protecting Jews. Now, Kamen Lipskin is a reporter for Ma'ariv. I've met him. He's an honest enough guy. He's not a liar. He was driving, and by the way, not in Judea and Samaria. This was in Israel. When his family was bombarded with rocks, and he stopped the car and he caught the Arab who threw the rocks, and he called the police. The Arab gave his version of the story, whatever it was. It was whatever the rock thrower could come up with to somehow justify what he did in endangering Lipskin's family. He accused Lipskin of threatening the Arab with a weapon. And the police accepted that claim over Lipskin's claim. Look, Lipskin tried. He said, I'll bring you 50 people in his town to serve as character witnesses for him. He's not a liar. The police answered, they're your friends and won't be objective. He was arrested. He was questioned, photographed, fingerprinted, and ultimately freed under his own personal recognizance. You get attacked in Israel, the police have orders to back the Arabs. Now, another incident, same week, there was a rabbi. Oh, my goodness. Moshe Taibbi was his name. That was his name. Now, it doesn't matter where he lives. He was visiting his daughter in Revava, which is, 10 miles north of Modin. It's in Judea. No, it's in Samaria. He was in Samaria, and he was found dead outside the gate of his daughter's Samarian city of Revava. Now, look, the guy was bullet ridden. He was found dead in his car. his engine was still running. He had his gun at the side, but he was bullet ridden. He had bullets all over his body. Now, obviously, if you're going to commit suicide, one shot should do it. That should be the end of matters right then and there. But the police claimed it was a suicide.
Multiple gunshots to commit suicide.
Oh, it gets even weirder. The police ignored their own inquest that the deceased's face and knees were all bruised. He was beaten up before he was shot. The weapon was on the left side while he shot from the right side, so he didn't even shoot the gun into himself. Four bullet casings were found on the floor of the car, and well, pressure was put on by his family. This was a very respected rabbi, and he was not suicidal. It's that simple. And this was not a suicide. It's that simple. But, you know, the complete investigation was read by his friends and family, and they demanded that the police change the verdict that it was a suicide and chase and catch the people who actually killed him. Now, after all of this, the Chi District Police reopened the investigation, and here's what they said. They reopened the case file, notwithstanding, this is the end, notwithstanding, based on the forensic findings from the scene, a case for suicide is taking shape again. These are two incidents in 1 week. One with a dead Jew, another with a reporter from Ma'ariv whose family car was smashed by stones, and in both cases, Israel police is not pursuing the Arabs. This is, one was in pre-67 Israel, one was in Samaria. In both cases, the police let the Arabs off the hook, and they switched the victim into the guilty party. And of course, a rabbi committing suicide has all kinds of religious significance. Rabbis don't just commit suicide, but the Israeli police are under order to side with the Arabs. Imagine living in Israel and knowing that you cannot trust your police anymore.
Well, I think it would be a terribly, terribly demoralizing thing. I think that the increasing threat of a missile attack is going to have a profound psychological impact on the Israeli people. And I really am very, very concerned about the fact that I agree with you, war over there is imminent. But the American people lightly go ahead as if there's nothing to worry about. If there's a war in Israel, if there's the entire Middle East, and here he's go to the Muslim Brotherhood, it's going to have frightening implications for America. Barry, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks for
all me. Right, see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here. We do hope you enjoy the program with Barry. If you can enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen, certainly the world is in turmoil. We are facing the very real possibility of a war in the Middle East, certainly within several years. I believe that everything going on in the Near East and Middle East is being carefully coordinated. If you think this is all just spontaneous, I mean, riots in Jordan, in Syria, in Bahrain, in Egypt, certainly in Algeria, in Morocco, Tunisia, in Egypt have fallen, Lebanon's gone over to the control by Hezbollah, Turkey is moving into the radical Islamic camp, certainly all the Turkestan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and Kurdistan, all those countries over there moving into the radical Islamic camp. This is not happening by accident. It's all carefully coordinated. We are creating the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the next world war. And, of course, here in America, our economy is despite all you're hearing about, things are not getting any better. I mean, they're lying about the unemployment. More people are losing their homes. More businesses are closing down. More businesses are moving overseas. All carefully coordinated to plan to lower living standards here. What happened over in Japan, and we could talk about that some morning if you want to, but there's a definite effort to frighten us here in America to death. I'm constantly getting calls and about, oh, how, my goodness, you know, there's been a 3,300 increase in radiation here in America. And, of course, they give you websites, and you go to the website, it doesn't say anything about a 3,300 increase. There's one that says a 3,300% increase, which means about a 33% times increase. But even that's very uncertain. I do not believe there's anything to worry about here in the United States. However, then whatever happened in Japan is going to devastate the economy of Japan, the third largest economy in the world, which is Japan, is going to be in real trouble economically. And that's going to have a profound impact on our own economy. Certainly, we are facing very, very difficult times. And, of course, what you're seeing is a temporary increase in our economy, mainly because the Federal Reserve has put out trillions of dollars and got a very meager response from it. And when they stop pouring out money, why, of course, the economy then collapses. If they do not stop pouring out the money, then they destroy the monetary system. Understand that these things are not happening by accident. They're happening by intent. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talks on the financial Armageddon. And, of course, the syllabus goes with that, my talk on the forbidden secret and my talk on the dark secret. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The entire economic collapse was engineered. It was all planned and laid out. The housing bubble, they knew it. They were exactly what they were doing. This whole scenario is aimed at bringing down the economy of this country and impoverishing our people. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs on a regular basis. And if you're in a position to help us financially, we'd certainly appreciate your help. Until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stank, goodbye. And may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are